Hello, welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me, we have Nelly, who plays Bright Force.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hello.
Art, who plays Shinsoku.
Evening.
And Devin, who, and Rob, who plays Devin.
Demon, who plays Rob.
Wait. I was going to say Rob, right. But he fixed it then.
I did crack myself. All right. I'm going to give the 30-second recap because y'all can't be trusted sometimes.
I did a good job of mine.
We took on Liberator. I got a new pet.
His name is Toucannon.
His name is Toucannon.
He only has one cannon. He's sad that his name is Toucannon with only one cannon.
But he's a giant toucan.
In?
Yes. We call him TK for short.
We stopped the toucannon, or not the toucannon, we stopped the cult. Mm-hmm. I knocked out Liberator.
I also
turned his cannon into two cannon. They went inside the cult place and did stuff. I was outside handling the hostages.
The cultists.
And then Hawk friend was doing trick shots. Falcon friend was doing trick shots with granola bars.
That is a fact.
Yep.
And rocking it.
Did we find anything in his room or?
No, it was a hole.
Okay.
Also, your leather jacket is fucked the hell up.
So is my Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah. But I mean, your jacket's to the point where, like, it'll need to be repaired if you ever want to wear it again.
Yeah.
So nothing.
Luna, I'm sorry. I fucked up.
It's okay.
Wait, so... you know mending.
There's not enough left of your coat for mending.
That's not the coat that I'm worried about. It's the Hawaiian shirt she bought me.
Because
I'm gonna be real honest with you. I assumed that we were gonna get into shenanigans, so I got everyone extra Hawaiian shirts. Also, I have one for Cece, and she pulls one out, and it's like an American Girl doll Hawaiian shirt. I did get Cece one.
She poofs into existence, still vibrating.
I got you a Hawaiian shirt. It's not to eat.
And then she like teleports inside it. Poof, I'm out. Yes.
Hey, Cece.
Yes.
You got a new friend.
She looks. You're inside Toucannon.
Yeah.
This is yours.
Yeah.
He's our new friend. And enough for you. And then she poofs away.
Oh, damn it.
And she poofs away. All right. But by the way,
I thought she'd be excited to have a new friend.
You did not. You didn't
think I about said she, we.
Yes, but she's like a think she's like a child.
Okay,
you know, smart child.
You need a lot more mice.
Yeah.
By the way, this is the same jacket. So back to your jacket, really quick. It's the same jacket you've had since the beginning of the campaign. You didn't get a new one. I've asked.
Yeah.
What do you do with it? Are you going to get it repaired? Do you like put it away? And also, I need perception checks from everybody. Yeah,
I had a different costume when we started.
Yes, but you said once you but you switched. You said I put back on my original jacket
just to go that before I became public. When I went public, I switched.
That was not what I was under the impression of.
Okay.
Because you said you were.
That was my understanding.
You were so proud of the Weasel W. You were wearing it.
I had it put on there, but.
I thought you were using the same jacket.
Was not the intent. Picture
there were, black. You'll understand why I'm asking in a second.
Perception?
Perception from everybody in there as you're kind of like pulling the jacket off.
Oh, that's a nat 20.
Rico's a little mad at himself as he realizes that.
With a plus 12, so.
The collar of his jacket sewn in, there's some kind of transponder.
You've been low jacked.
And it looks like old tech, like at least 15 years old.
Yeah.
If not 20.
Okay.
I'm going to go over and pull it out of the collar.
I'm pretty sure I know where this came from.
Yeah, the question is it still in good enough condition to be active? And can I trace back where it's sending it to?
Yes, it is.
Riverside City?
No.
Gold Coast section?
No. I think it's being at Mexico City. It's your mom.
I'm pretty sure I'm...
Okay, who is it? Okay, guesses are on the table from who low jack. I'm gonna start with Rob.
El Combustion.
Art.
Boom State.
Mike.
My thoughts on El Combustion. It's 15 years it's been there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he'd be the one trying to keep track of me.
And Natalie actually can't answer.
Because she knows.
She figured it out.
Okay.
I cornered him in a room and I was like, listen, there's something going on. You gotta tell me right now.
And she asked me three questions. I told her I wouldn't answer her honestly. Well, this was one of those questions.
Okay.
That would have been my second, but...
What would have been your second?
I saw the Natalie.
Oh. All right, so you roll your technology. Natalie, want to throw him a Bardic Inspiration die?
All right, catch. Natalie actually has Bardic Inspiration coins now.
If they're active, keep them purple. If they're not, flip them to
silver. Also, I have 10 of them, and don't I already have 7? So you I have set out 7.
Nice.
Yes, but you can have as much as 14 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm assuming this is tech.
Correct.
And it's a D12?
No, she's a third level bard. Fourth level bard.
So it's a D6 still.
It's a D6.
D6 still.
I saw.
I think it's a D8 at fifth level.
Yeah, bard. It's a D12.
Wrong.
25. I'm going to go ahead and use it.
Wow.
Roll the die and it spins.
Down a dice tower, it skitters and then lands on a...
Five.
You got a 30 even? All right, I'm going to let you bypass the VPN with that. So basically, it bounces through a VPN and you, eventually you're like, you almost give up. You're like, fuck it, I'll check like 16 more sites because it's not that long. And it finally lands back at the Carehead Mega Hospital.
Why would it be so... Ooh.
Do you remember when you got kidnapped?
Mm-hmm.
You had just bought this coat.
Like the 6 months before the campaign?
The initial kidnapping. When you were like 12, remember?
And he bit you?
You said that was 6 months before the campaign.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
No.
Yeah.
No, because he... If you go back and listen to it, it happened to you when you were like a kid, and that's why you wanted to become a cape.
No, you said this was a early cape Rico when he was, you know, just the straight rogue.
Oh, okay. Okay, so then it's then the tech lines up there. It's when you got injected, basically. It's when you got bit that lines up. He has known where you are at all times since then. Except the very brief period of time when you were Blastar without public identity. Or when you were Weasel without public identity, because you were taking your coat off and before you got your tough power set, that when you had the actual cape suit for armor, yeah. Like he was like, "Shit, put the coat back on." But I need armor. Damn it! All right, like so, he has been lowjacking you that long.
So I've been like, So when I found out, I go, "How the fuck am I going to get him to take off his coat?" I'm like, "Okay, so maybe we can have like this cute like."
I was under the impression sibling. It was a different, you know, it was a different coat because I didn't wear the armor. I specifically was avoiding armor. I was wearing an unarmored jacket that looked like the had the W put on it.
I thought it was the same coat. Sorry.
No, because I'm picturing biker leather jacket for the studded leather, and for Blastar, I'm picturing my duster, the big black leather duster with the Weasel W put on the back.
I'm surprised with all the secure locations we've been.
It never got picked up.
It's shielded to hell, and it pulled. And
for
it
only, old looking tech.
Yeah, and you look at it, and it's in like a really the collar is actually made out of this weird metallic material. That with your tech check, you know that it basically it's when while he's wearing it and he touches a piece of like tech, it uses that to transmit. It isn't transmitting unless he's touching something metallic. It's almost too advanced for how old it is.
Hmm.
Like, he may have had help.
Great.
I was going to say, I asked all the questions that you guys have been asking so far.
You said it looks like it's 15 years old. It's like, okay, well,
I thought it was from when you were much younger, but you're right. It was like 3 or 6 months before the campaign.
Yeah.
It would look like...
It's weird.
Mostly modern tech. Yeah, my bad.
It's just, that's why it threw me off. That's why I said El Combustion low-jacked me, because he's the only one that would have access to the code. Yeah,
okay. Oh, but, and also... Another retcon that we need to fix. Art checked his bonus for his water power check. He got a 27, not a 17.
No, it's a 30. 25 instead of a 15.
Yeah, he had an extra plus 10 he was missing.
Mm-hmm. Oops.
Yep.
So instead of getting a vague sense of there's something special, you know for a fact that there are two big sources of water energy here. One is the source of the Amazon.
Okay.
Which has been, you know, hunted for, you know. trying to figure out where that was for years. You find it. No big deal. Another one is really near that. Really
map, right? You marked that on the map.
No, yeah. He doesn't.
Yeah, but you know
where it is. Oh, I know exactly where it is because I have, you know.
Yeah. I used to have that.
And then the other one is really close to the coast. It's probably 10 miles max from the coast. Something big there. Big.
Now, I'll definitely keep that one in mind. That'll, when we come, have to come down and look for
war. Now,
what do we do about this? By
the way, and War's compound is less than a 2-minute walk from it. It's, that might be why he built it there.
So what do we do about the transponder? Do we hold on to it? Do we shred it? Do we drop it off in the ocean and never see it again?
Or
do we feed it to a shark?
Or we just keep it around. Does it have a microphone?
I need to retcon something. That is your old jacket and your new jacket, and it is in there. It's also in your other jacket, but you don't know that.
It does have a microphone. Or what, no. How does it
just... It is purely GPS coordinates.
Then we could we keep it with us. We make it look like you're still active. And then when we need to troll him later on, we send it away via My Familiar or Falcon.
Or Toucan. Oh, look, he's off by himself in the middle of... Oh, God!
No.
I want to go fast, Toucanon says.
He wants to go fast. Are we okay with him going fast?
There's like comfy seats. Is the net
going to be okay?
Oh, I shouldn't go fast. Would you like me to take... There's an AI asking me for permission to board.
That would probably be Jen.
She says her name is Jen.
Yes, she is a friend.
Understood. And Jen, like a screen lights up and it says Jen with a J, capital E, capital N.
Hello, Jen. Have you met TK?
We're acquainted.
I need to get him tail numbers, apparently.
No, CC was separate them on, I thought.
Yes, but CC's already filed for them.
Awesome.
She was really mad.
I know.
By the way, you should probably call her.
I've been trying.
She hasn't showed up.
I know.
Hey, CC.
She appears for you.
Hi.
She pointedly looks at Rico and then looks away. Bitch.
Oh, that's not very nice.
I mean, I'll make Bob barf.
And then she pulls out a rat.
You can't keep living things in there. That's dead.
You don't know where this came from. Pocket rat. Rat.
Pocket racks.
I've been keeping this safe for a while.
Then it stinks.
It's not it's not dead. It's alive.
She's been talking to it, keeping it calm and sitting in her pocket. Giving it peanut butter.
Realistically, how long have you had this rat?
She was just in the forest, wasn't she? Weren't there any rats on the floor and she could grab one?
No, I have a better suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Reincarnate her. Grab an ant.
Grab an ant. Reincarnate it. Is there a fly like flying around in the?
Like 1,000 mosquitoes. Yeah.
You just swing the blade and hit like 5 mosquitoes. They turn all into squirrels.
All right, and then I grab one, and then I offer her one.
I don't eat squirrel. God.
I was just thinking forest creature because that's what your thing does.
Well, she keeps going until she gets a rat or a mouse or something.
It takes like a half a dozen tries, but you finally more tries of slashes, and finally you get a rat. Kill it. I'm humane.
The funny thing is you can't kill it with Reincarnator.
Hands it to Rico.
Will you be okay if I do this?
Is it okay if he does this?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I'm not talking to him.
I know you're not talking to him.
He replaced me with a big bird.
No, I did not replace you.
He did not replace you.
He replaced me with a big bird.
No.
I would never replace you.
He would never replace you.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. He loves you so much.
Cheryl's insight. You're hoping I don't get a net one here.
He loves you so much.
14. Oh, plus bonuses. She looks, she's really...
Absolutely.
You're not replacing me with a giant metal bird?
Never.
Okay. And she poofs on your shoulder. Now kill it. Hungy.
Okay.
And this she's referring to the standard bird.
This is the standard procedure for us, so you just take care of it.
Yeah. You've got like a little like blacked out blender. You kind of just chuck it in it, a food processor. And then she's got like a little cloak that throws over top of it. She says, thank you. And then she opens it. And it says CC's meal, and like light up on neon on the side.
So we don't have to.
CC, yeah, exactly. It's CC eating, and there's like soft music that plays so you don't hear her.
It's meal time.
So you guys fly on Duchannon for a while. Do you go towards where you think the new fountain, the new thing is?
No, not if it's over Wars.
Colombia or Venezuela?
And where roughly is Wars compound and that water source?
Towards the east coast?
Yeah, the very eastern edge. So, like, way the fuck not closer to close to you guys. It's also really close to where you were told the water, where the craft was.
Oh, fun.
Same region.
So that sounds like a stealth mission.
If you guys are flying, like, if you're going as the crow flies, you're going to go through Venezuela.
Yep.
Or Colombia, depending on if you want to. It's your choice. You'll know that politically, Colombia is in a better situation because the cartels are running the country. And they're actually keeping it relatively stable.
Yeah.
Venezuela is more of a free-for-all. There's not really a happy government there. There wasn't really a loved government there. So there's a lot more supers trying to take over. But the IHA does have a couple buildings at least in each one.
Are we actually going to wait for the FSA transport crew for...
No, we are the transport crew.
I don't think this will take all the cultists with us.
I figure the cultists, we just let them do what they want to do. They're not a threat.
To any normal, they're a threat. You guys are very, very powerful supers. Okay. Capes. I mean, they're 35 HP and the average civilian has 4. I mean, these guys would have been bad. It would have been like bosses back when you guys were, first to third level.
We can still... Yeah. It was a 3-hour delay before the FSA would have arrived. Not that long of a wait.
Or you can just fly to Venezuela and drop it off with the ISA.
Yeah, but can Toucanon carry 20 passengers plus us?
Without question.
You said it's 10 by 30.
Yes.
They're all in the cargo net. They're all in the cargo net.
Okay. I did not know anything about cargo net.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stepped away for that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty nice cargo net. It's reinforced, and there is like a padding to it they're not freezing their asses off.
Okay.
Almost like he says it was used. He says we could use it to catch an elephant.
We could.
We could go fishing with it.
Not really. It would catch a lot of water. It's pretty like densely packed. It's a net in name. It's mostly like a sling. I'm good at capturing elephants. Because he's based on a rock.
Yeah. No, I get that. I'm looking for a good target for him while we're flying.
You really? Oh, to blast?
Yeah.
There's nothing. It's all beautiful nature stuff. Like, if you saw, like, a dilapidated building, that'd be a good shot.
Yeah.
But where you're at, it's all nature. But he is flying at redonkulous paces.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, a deforested area or, something that's, like, healing. Oh,
there's a logging machine.
Or a cartel compound.
That's been abandoned.
logging compound abandoned?
Yeah.
Cool. How does that look for a target?
Excellent. And you see there's a dial up by the dash. And it looks like he went at 30% before.
I'm just, like, staring at it like, this is awesome.
He didn't ask him to call you master. Rico?
Yes.
Use the dial, then push the button. And it's a dial that turns into a button as it like raises off.
Guys want to see something really fucking cool?
No, I just thought about something with that transponders. That'd be a surprise for our fanged friend.
Yeah.
At this point in time, he's only checking up on where he is at.
Yes, but if his location suddenly just started circling one location for like 2 weeks,
so he might get guys, you see that logging camp?
What logging camp?
What logging camp?
What percentage do you put it at?
Oh God,
not 100.
Making from let's roll. So I'm gonna go with 6 out of 10.
So 60%.
Yeah.
It completely obliterates the actual building, as well as most of the equipment.
Okay.
And in its place is left behind fulgurite, which is glass made out of lightning.
Yeah.
And sand. It blasted the ground so hard it made fulgurite in a lush area. Just the amount of electricity running through it is like natural lightning times 50.
Well, that backed out. We'll save that for a surprise maneuver later.
I will need, and he says, 1 hour to recharge.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for Understood. Letting me know.
He goes,
that was very pretty.
Yes. Yes, it was. I'm waiting for my second cannon to grow in. You named me two cannon. Where is the second cannon?
We'll figure it out. I've got a friend who might be able to help.
Okay. I believe you. So you guys fly to Venezuela.
I need to talk to Claire later.
So you guys go to Venezuela or do you go to Colombia? You didn't tell me. Or do you go straight to Puerto Rico and then to Florida?
I mean, what do you guys think? We can probably just go, you know, I mean, you said there's an ISA building in
both Venezuela and Colombia.
Okay.
In Colombia, they have a begrudging respect for the cartels. In Venezuela, they're basically the only thing holding the country together.
Mm.
And the cultists they're not comfortable, but they won't die.
Well,
at least one of them has some kind of heat power that's keeping them
warm.
Yeah.
So Colombia, then we head home. We drop them off at an ISA building. We hold on to these two troublemakers until we get home.
Yeah. So you fly in. Once you cross the Colombia borders, she says, yes, Rico. Yes, Plastron?
Is there any particular protocol we need to follow?
You'll need to call Colombian Border Patrol.
Okay.
You probably should have called Brazil as well, but they're not really a country right now, so.
Yeah. Okay. If you can get me their number, I will call them immediately.
Dialing.
Oh, thank you. Colombian
Border Patrol.
Thank you.
In the angriest Spanish, they're saying, who are you? Stop or you'll be fired upon.
I'll ask TK to slow, stop for a second.
It just hovers. Flap, flap. I don't need to flap. Flap, flap.
Thank you. We are, this is Border Patrol, and this is, what is their general attitude towards capes, or do we,
It's Colombia.
Yeah.
The cartels run the place. There is an ISA, building, but it is nothing like the headquarters in any of the major cities in the U.S.
Yeah.
It's like four buildings, it's like four small buildings that are in a compound together, and there may be a teleport pad, maybe.
Right.
But probably one or two cases.
We should call Border Patrol, so what should I, what would be the thing to tell them that we need to go to
that would be a question for your team.
Right.
You don't have training for it, so it would be a question for your team. Ask them what they think you should do.
So, speed of thought.
Ask Jen what protocol is so we know what
to do. I did. She said call Border Patrol.
You need to call Border Patrol, tell them that we are going to be dropping off some prisoners at the ISA office and then moving on. It's just so that they know that we're coming through.
Okay.
Maybe also mention who we are.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a good idea if we're dealing with the cartels.
Well, if we have business with the ISA, it's kind of obvious that we're capes.
Or you could be bounty hunters.
True.
All right. Screw it. We're bounty hunters now.
Anything you want to add?
I just can't talk.
I just wonder if we should just trek our way back towards Riverside City just because we're just dropping off cultists that really didn't.
I know, but we have to fly through their airspace and they can target us. And
yeah.
Enough rockets and you will go down.
We have cultists that were found or that were.
We have prisoners.
We
have a package to deliver to the ISA building.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go to the ISA building, do you? Paperwork for that takes quite a bit of time,
Don't worry. I know somebody that can help take care of it.
We got to fill it out ourselves. It's going to take a while. If you made it worth our while, we might be able to speed that along.
AKA he's looking for a bribe.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Well, I have around $237 in whatever you said last episode with CC's money.
Oh, God. No, they need more than that.
Yep.
And Paul made sure we spent all our money.
Who, me?
So,
gold to dollars is
20 to 1.
I don't like the idea that we have to pay a bribe just to.
Then go through Venezuela instead.
Would they give us the same bullshit?
No. There's no staff. The government is being held together by a wish, hope, and a prayer. The ISA is holding it together. You probably get an ISA agent on the phone when you call Border Patrol. You just picked the wrong country.
Yeah. Well, like, okay. Well, we got enough fuel to make it to Venezuela, so you have a nice day. I'm sure they want some money instead. Bye.
Understood. And you hear, you just push the button, Johnny. Rockets.
Launching.
Yeah.
Toucannon, do you have, like, a shield?
Hey, Toucannon. No, we're backing just off. Life? We're going the other direction, like they said.
Yes, but they're the cartel. Yeah. Hey. I'm going to need an evasive maneuvers check from Toucannon. Right. He has the stats of a rock.
I don't have that. So what am I rolling?
It would be an acrobatics or dexterity check.
Why is its dexterity a 10 for a flying creature? Its
strength
creature?
Is ridiculous. I guess I'll let you do athletics instead if you'd prefer.
Yeah, I'll take the plus 9. It only has perception as a skill.
It's a bird with a big-ass cannon.
Yeah. All right. So plus 9. I'll use my inspiration to reroll that. There's a 13 plus 9 for
22. Yeah, that evades all the missiles, the rockets. The DC was 20.
Yeah, the first roll was a 3.
Yeah, it would not have been good. Even the cargo net, with it roll that high, even the cargo net's avoided.
Good.
And you guys managed to swing your purse out around the missiles. And you fly to Venezuela.
Yep. As I give them the finger. Cartels.
Yeah.
They don't know who we are now, right?
Correct. You don't even have tail numbers on yet. Though a giant flying bird is not that common, so eventually they will figure out it was you guys.
I'm glad that we didn't say who we were.
Yeah, but they'll figure it out. Mm. So now what's the protocol for entering Venezuela?
You call Venezuela. They're Border Patrol. Jen calls them for you.
Thank you.
This is ISA officer. I'm not thinking of a name.
Hi, officer. My name is Blastar. I'm with the FSA. We took a trip down to Brazil, and we have a few prisoners to drop off, if you have the facilities for them.
We do. We took over the consulate. The Russian consulate, as well as the American consulate.
Okay.
There's holding facilities, in addition to the ISA normal.
Well, we have, and you lean, look over and lean out. And
20 guys.
20, 19? Did one of them fall out?
20.
20. Yeah, there's still 20.
What did you do with the 30 women that were, they were Americans, mostly, who were captured?
I mean, if we can, I think we'd try and make an, was that why we were trying to get an arrangement for them to go home?
Yeah.
They can wait for the FSA.
Oh, then you just leave. Give them guns and leave them with the cultists. I mean, but yeah.
No, we're taking the cultists. We're leaving them with the guns.
So yeah, you're going to pass the FSA villain, the FSA, plane.
We'll wave.
They're like, they stop. They're like, you want us to take the cultists? You want us to take the package?
If you want.
We've got storage. We've got.
You got enough for the 30?
We've got a holding cell for 40.
Okay, but we're trying to keep these guys and the women separate.
Yeah, holding cells for 40 and seating for 50.
Nice.
It's like a Huey. It's a huge plane.
Cool. We're going to hold on to these two and drop them off ourselves because, we have a grudge with this one.
Understood. But are you keeping him wet?
Yes. I did not have a chance to say what I did.
Yes.
I put in a kiddie pool in Bob. Ask when, not when, where. It was a complicated situation. There was a bring your own pool party. I pull out the kiddie pool and I go, can you fill this up with water?
Can I fill that up with water?
Can you fill it up with water, please?
I think I can handle that.
All right. And then I dunk him in. And then every time he wakes up, I go, bunk. And then every time she wakes up, I go, bunk.
Yo-yoed.
Bunk, bunk. All right, so yeah, you do a prisoner exchange in midair. The top opens. Your bird is very maneuverable. You just drop him into the hole. Thank you for not killing us. We'll turn our lives around.
Wait, do you have your inhaler?
And the guy holds up one and a backup.
Good. Keep that on you.
Oh, did you let them gather any personal effects or did you just take them?
You just took them.
Medicine. I would say if they need medicine and stuff
medicine
like that.
Life-saving related, we probably would have.
Like and supervised.
It would have been supervised by...
Yeah. You saw one of them tried to grab a bottle of Oxy?
No.
Yeah, nope. I know what those do.
You punch him out.
No, he's...
Just
he's
take it away.
Slap it out of his hand.
You can't blame a guy for trying. They're worth like $50 a pill.
Yeah. I mean, I get you. I don't approve, but I get you.
So you guys drop him off, and he says, Toucan, he says, can I go fast now?
I think we're good. What do you guys think?
Yeah, there's enough room for those two up in the cabin, so yeah.
Let me just brace myself, and then she adjusts.
You hang out.
Now we're good.
The kiddie pool is probably going to slide.
You hang out at the kiddie pool. I'm going to go grab the old shit bars.
Initiating Mach 2. Initiating Mach speed. In 10. 9.
Yay!
8. 7. All right. 6.
So
I am bracing.
Rock and
I'm
roll.
I'm holding 3, both.
2. 1. And the wings like go back. And you notice that, like the tips of the wings, which have been normal, turn into extra big ass thrusters. And you just rocket forward. You pass Mach 1. Boom. Pass Mach 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. At a certain point, you can't...
I don't have the strength to peel myself off the seat.
The only person who has the strength is Bright Force, and she is physically holding the villains in place, the cowls in place.
You're kidding?
As I'm contacting...
As they're plastered.
I'm sitting there like, okay, so we got to contact border control
already through.
It's like, I guess I'm going Cuba. Nope, there it goes.
And
United States,
Florida, and you slow down. I like to go fast.
Was awesome.
It was still probably like a 10-minute flight, but
10 minutes of that. Holy crap!
Yeah, like your heart's like.
Wait. Well, you only actually feel that with the acceleration. Once you're at speed, you're fine.
G-force is still
there. G-force is still there. It lessens. But it's,
some of us are sturdy enough to handle.
But you're not physically strong enough to move.
Well, once the acceleration is done.
It's the acceleration that you get the G-forces. Once you're at speed.
Is it normal?
Because your body is moving at the same rate as everything else. Your G-forces are your acceleration forces.
Oh, so I guess you're fine after that.
Yes.
G-forces are fucking wild. Math is wild. Science is wild.
Once you're at speed, it's sort of like, think about it in a car.
Yeah.
You feel the force as you're accelerating. But then if you're doing 70 miles at an hour on the highway.
You're fine.
You're fine.
But you feel it when you go from 0 to 70 in 0.6 seconds.
Exactly.
That was like 200 to 4,200 in like 10 seconds.
Yeah, so.
Hello, this is Cody. And with the math of initial velocity minus final velocity divided by time divided by the force of gravity, the amount of Gs that they were taking were 18 Gs. And that is twice as many as there are astronauts to flight.
The two of us are relatively okay because she powers through it and I just kind of sit there and tough it out.
You guys are uncomfortable. I wouldn't say like having heart palpitations because you're too hardy for that, but you're very uncomfortable. And like I said, you made that flight in 10 minutes.
That's
And then and you're now floating. You're now flat or hovering above the FSA building in Miami. A little bit of background on this. This FSA building has, it's like all like flamingo pink.
All right.
And it is, they keep wanting to be turned into the southern head branch, and
but
no one will let them do it.
Nobody takes them seriously because it's
they cut up, instead of cutting the country up, it, you know, south, north, you know, it was east, midwest, and west. So they're like, we should be the east. And they're like, New York's like, fuck off. Basically. And they've been proposing that they cut up the east into two sections, the south and the southeast and the northeast. And there's actually been a pretty good push for it. The guy who leads it is Flamingo.
Hence the pink building.
Mm-hmm. And he's got oh, what would Flamingo's powers be? I had an idea.
He's got incredibly strong kicks.
Oh, he's a kickboxer. But yeah. He's got like extendo legs.
That's kind of what I was seeing.
In addition, he can like bark like a flamingo does, and like shoot out whatever, like he shoots out like grenades and shit, like things he's swallowed. He has like an abnormally strong stomach. He has like a super stomach.
So he's Rico.
Yes.
The other Rico.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
He can dig it.
So yeah, he kickboxes and then he barfs out, he like belches out grenades.
Neat.
Mm-hmm. It's like that guy who can like store things inside his stomach, you know, but he can do it projectilely.
Like Bob. So we contact them and.
Yeah, you get some, you know, person on the phone and they say, oh, yeah, just come up to the, you know, we don't have detention here, but we can just drop them off on the roof. We'll take care of them.
Well,
yeah, we heard that before the last time we dealt with him and he got away. So,
OK,
we'd like to drop him off somewhere where he can be detained.
OK,
we need dampening cuffs.
Take him to the rig.
Happiest place on earth.
Take him to the rig.
Okay. How far is that?
It's about 10 miles off the coast into the Gulf. You'll see an oil derrick with which will have them display the a series of lights with different colors that you'll be able to identify.
Okay.
It looks like a regular oil derrick, but it's not.
I was going to say that seems a little dangerous given who we have in here.
It isn't an oil derrick.
That's good.
Or it isn't an oil rig. It just looks like one.
Cool.
So you fly out over there. And you drop off, you land on, you. There's actually like a spot you could land.
Neat.
You land and they actually take you down inside to show you. It is their version of detention. It's not nearly as secure because there's no power dampening, but they have 25 armed guards per level. And there are only 10 cowls per level. But it goes deep.
All right.
No, 25 is an exaggeration. There's probably 5 guards per level, but all of them are like, combat trained. They wanted a stable gig and they didn't want to be traveling everywhere.
Yeah.
Hardened soldiers.
We'll give them the rundown on what we know about both of them.
They say, yeah, the first one's the Liberator sounds like he could be a problem. We'll take him down to sub-level 5, which you realize is not even close to their most dangerous place. Yeah, once he's depowered, he seems pretty harmless, and we'll keep a trickle of water on him to keep him depowered. Thank you for that information, by the way.
Yeah. The other one runs fast and heals.
Yeah, it's typical speedster shit. We've got a spot in level 2 for them.
Okay.
And they each get their own individual cell, and they actually show you put them in, like lock them up. Jen has says you sign paperwork saying you turn them in, you know, you didn't abuse them beyond keeping them unconscious.
Yo-yo punch. Yo-yo punch.
Did you abuse them? And Luna just was like, I don't know if I check this or not.
You say no.
I say no.
There's video evidence of, like, why you had to do it. So, you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys end up, do you fly back or do you, you probably fly back.
We'll fly back.
So, Cannon folds up and blasts off. You guys make it back in not very much time, and you're in Riverside City again. It's like
now I need to find a place where he can.
It's like 7 or 8 o'clock. It's pretty late. You guys did some
Jen,
shit.
Jen, do we have a place I can keep TK?
There's an aircraft. There's an airport outside of the city. Riverside City International Airport is outside the city.
Okay, I'm gonna have to rent a.
A hangar?
Rent a hangar and make sure it's decorated to his liking.
The FSA has a hangar if you'd like to put him there temporarily.
That would be nice.
TK says, I don't want a hangar. I don't want to share a hangar.
Okay, but it's only for a little bit, buddy. I'm getting you your own place. It's just going to be a little bit. I don't want a hangar.
He, like, pouts.
And I'm doing my best to reassure him that it's only for, you know, only for a little bit while I get you,
And CC, like, place. Pops up on the dash and says, it's okay. It's okay to Kenan. Rico always has what he says, eventually.
At least he's not trying to shove you in the interdimensional pocket.
He says, that doesn't sound nice. You're right, that's way worse. And CC says, see, no one likes it.
Well,
She poofs over to sit in Luna's lap.
I think Demos likes it. Demon. That's his home away from home now, right?
I was referring to CC's interdimensional pocket.
I know. You're the planeswalker now.
I know.
You have your own interdimensional plane.
Can I actually cast demiplane?
No.
Just to make a plane for the airplane?
No.
Hard no.
Okay.
But you eventually do get them settled in, and you find out that it's $5,000 a month to rent the hangar. Okay. The hangar big enough for him that you could decorate.
Yeah.
Or you could ask El Combustion.
I mean, I'll talk to him about it.
He says, I mean, I could put an addition on the gym. I could put an addition on the garage. There's plenty of room.
Oh?
He says, can your bird fold his wings up? I could probably put in a 40 by 40.
I think he can.
Ask him. Okay. He's talk, right?
Yeah. He has a mind, too. I can talk to him telepathically. It's pretty cool.
Excellent.
It's one of those weird things that I developed.
Oh, like Luna and her birds. Luna and her turtle.
Something like that.
Okay.
That's it. That's an easy way of explaining it. Yeah. Yeah, that works.
So Toucanon says, I could be slightly smaller than this.
Okay. Well, we can actually, we're going to be building an addition. You know, nice place for you to stay with us.
This is acceptable. And so over the course of, so we're going to flash forward the week to get to spring break. Yeah, the
3 days.
I have a person that's supposed to be coming to town soon.
Oh, yeah.
It's
Mary Williams.
Mary.
Yeah.
I just wanted to meet up with her.
Mary Williams. Yes. She comes in. She's very, very happy to see you.
Is the rest of the team involved in this, or is it just you?
Just me.
Okay.
I show off my wings.
She's very, very happy to see you. She's excited for the wings, and you feel like a sudden glow, and then she glows for a second, and you feel like an up nod, and you don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. And then she says, I'm going to go stay at Rainbow. I've been told that that I couldn't go where the other ones go. I couldn't go. The girls who I was with for the last while cannot go there. Okay. They said they're too old.
So, yep. Does Demon meet with O'Malley? Is he still keeping an
eye on Mary? Yes, O'Malley has not left her side since he picked her up. Okay, Mike, I'm going to have you voice O'Malley on this. He is, this girl is a fucking miracle. Walking miracle. There you go. So, she says, yeah, this is Mr. O'Malley. He's been taking care of me since you dropped me off in that little town.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, it's not a problem. She is a wonderful, wonderful child. And this is Mike assuming she is a...
Oh, yeah, she's six.
She's six.
Five, six, yeah.
She is a wonderful little girl.
You were thinking about bumping up her age, but...
Nope, I like where she landed.
Okay.
And he reaches out to shake your hand and...
Yep.
Yeah. I'm assuming with your perception, you'll notice he has like a full-on robotic hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like old school robotics.
Yep.
I keep telling him I could fix his arm, but he says no.
It can be quite handy to have robotic hand. As I'm trying to channel the dad jokes.
The dad jokes hurt.
I'm going to forget that. Damn it, it doesn't work on me.
He says, yeah. So, he says you're going to take me to Rainbow.
Yes.
Can you come visit me sometime?
Of course.
Okay. I've been told Miss Iris is very nice.
She is. She is.
They've worked together before.
She takes very good care of all the children at Rainbow.
Yeah, and I've been told that there's all kinds of nice kids to play with there. And so there's a girl with spider legs who she can like make really cool clothes. And she said, I was told that maybe she'd make me a new suit, a new super suit. Yeah, that's the thing.
Sounds like a wonderful thing.
She doesn't need it. You know she doesn't need it.
But when you see Kate, tell her I say hi.
Who's Kate?
She's one of the people there.
Cat.
Every time I read it in the book, my brain always said Kate.
That's
every single time I've read it.
She says, okay, I tell her Mr. Damon says hi. Got it. Okay. And then she was like,
it's Demos.
Damon says hi. Got it. Okay. Mr. O'Malley, I'm ready to go now.
All right. We'll be on our way.
He pulls out a motorcycle roll, you know. With a sidecar.
Yep.
Hops in and they speed away.
I flap my wings, I fly out.
All right, and she says, look, he's flying.
Yes, he is.
And then I go top speed.
And away he goes.
Yeah, she gone. All right, so we're gonna do a quick jump cut here. What did people do in like the 3-4 days before? Reconstruction finishes the hangar attachment. they end up making it, they actually end up going off the back side of it, kind of taking into where you had the bocce ball court. And it's now a 60 by 60, and it's plenty of room for him to stretch his wings out.
All right.
The guy's like, this is some of our finest work. The roof will open and close at his own. He's got a button he can push to open it for himself if he wants to go out and fly. Someone came by and gave him a set of tail numbers. Said CeCe paid for it. She's a weasel. I don't know how that worked, but whatever. We know, hey, that's how you guys roll. We don't worry about it. Like we said, the hangar's done, and your grandfather already, you know, everything's obviously paid for. All he asked was, our interior decorating team is here. They were told to come and get it ready, but they didn't give us what they wanted, so...
Okay.
They need some guidance.
Yep. I'm going to go and talk with them, and Aunt TK, make sure that everything's all set.
Wait. I thought it was a ship.
Yes.
We thought it was weird, but you asked for a big button to open the door.
Yeah.
Is it actually... Can it... It can move on its own? Sometimes. You know what? You know, I don't want to know. Boys, we're done here. Get the hell out. We do not get paid enough to ask questions. Go.
No, they work for Reconstruction. Are you kidding me? He would obviously give them, they pay him enough. Oh, no.
Like, even still, not, they don't get paid enough for to ask that question. So, go. All right. So, makes the way out. You talk to the interior decorating team. TK ends up asking for a bunch of blues and pinks and lots of, like, pastel, you know, like, very, very bright and vibrant.
Okay.
Is it the colors of Fruit Loops?
No. Yes, now it is. Okay. It is garish in there. But he's happy.
That's what matters.
And he says, my second cannon never grew in.
We're working on it, buddy.
All right. Like I said, anything else anyone wants to finish up in the three, like, that 4-day period?
Well, there was one other thing.
3-day period.
I need to work on, but it's probably going to take me longer than...
3 days?
Possibly, but... It's something that I'm working towards. All right, we talked about it.
Let's go around the room. Let's go around the table. Rob.
Hanging out with Claire.
I assume that's happening at this point. Yep. Anything specific?
Introducing Claire to TK.
She's into it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Telling her about the want for a second cannon.
And she's going to hang out with him while you're gone. They might come up with something. I'm going to assume that it was what you did for the couple of days. You kind of went and hang out. Art.
Spend time with my parents and do a little bit more investigation in the crystal or using the water spirit to try to narrow down.
Who are you looking up? What are you looking up?
Hooray, bastard watch.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Stein. And seeing if I can narrow it
in. You know exactly where it is. You saw the rock he was under, like, you know.
Okay. And then...
You just can't see beyond that.
Correct. And then I will probably try to do the triangulate the other spirit for the coin.
Got it, but teleporting around?
Mm-hmm.
They are...
Oh, did he get anything while we were in Brazil?
Yeah, it's north.
And then the entire flight back...
Yeah, you figure out it's definitely Mexico City. Was it Mexico City or Brazil? I had one. It was one or the other.
You never told us. You just told us.
It's one or the other. It's Mexico City.
We're in Brazil, so.
It's Mexico City.
It's Mexico City. Okay.
Hey, you want to ping the rest of the four horsemen?
And they'd be Fujin. They'd be Fujin, right? The last one? Fujin's the last one. The wind guy.
You had the alchemist, so wind is the last one.
Yep.
Fujin is in Mexico City.
And then ping, see if I can ping the other horsemen.
Pestilence, you find, Pestilence is, I don't want to say he died.
Yeah, because I thought Necro took over for Pestilence.
Yeah, so Pestilence is dead, so Necro is still missing. War, you know where he is.
Rough location.
Famine, you find he's in China somewhere.
Okay.
And I always remember, I forgot the last one.
Death.
No, Death, he took over, Necro took over for Death.
Then so who took over for Pestilence?
Pestilence doesn't show up. You get the impression that he hasn't been accessible for a little while, but he's probably still alive.
Okay.
The Four Horsemen fade in and out of vogue every once in a while, you know? They'll be completely dormant for 5 years, and then they'll pop up and be a real fucking problem for a while.
Yeah.
But they're so powerful. And, you know, it takes a team of, you know, grade A capes to take care of them, you know? Class 1 capes, and there's not that many of those. Because each one of them is a level 1 threat on their own. When they're together, fuck.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's war, famine, death, and pestilence.
Yeah.
So that's all four. Mm-hmm. It's just when we said pestilence, you're like, yeah, Necro took over for him.
Necro took over for death. Necro took over for death.
Death. Okay.
I mean, he fits both roles. It just...
Exactly.
You got to decide who goes
Necro
where.
Took over for death.
Okay.
By the way, the person that the strike question took out was auditioning to be the new death. We fucked the Whirling Reaper? Up. Her?
Ah. We fucked her up.
Yes, you did.
That was like a year ago.
July 4th, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't give an exact date.
We've given so many fucking dates out, it doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah, no, I was just saying for our current date of recording.
Yeah, like I said, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Like 3 days before that, you know? But yeah. Are there any other people you're trying to track down? You are the one person on the planet with this accurate of a scrying device.
The wife of Mr. Sanguine.
Okay.
Her house, Riverside City. Oh, look, there you go.
Now, is that Moonstone or whatever her name is? Or is it the one I know?
That's the one who's publicly his wife.
Okay.
You know where Gwen's mom is.
Okay.
I think that'll be it for...
If you come up with any more, get it after Natalie's, okay?
Yep.
Just think about other cows you might care about. Or capes. Rico/Mike.
We talked about learning the abilities of the ring.
The ring.
The ring of the tyrant.
Got it.
I know that's going to take time, and
so, yeah,
we would have mentioned it sooner, but we didn't think about it before the last time skip. And
it's incredibly detailed. It's incredibly dangerous. You're going to need Amara's help to do it, or Professor Tenzi.
Okay.
She's the only being that you know of that could probably harness it or figure out what it even does. Or you give it to Shinsoku to have him look at it for like 2 or 3 weeks.
I just want to be there to see Amara freak out at him about
She's
it.
She's already seen it.
Yeah, she said it's a dangerous thing.
Which is why I would talk to her about it and learning its how to use its power aside from just using it.
Basically, ask if you want details on it, ask Shinsoku to basically cast identify it a bunch of times and then legend lore it. That would be how you figure it out. But then he would know what it was. And there's a potential for something bad to happen to the person who knows what it is.
Right, whereas I already know somebody who knows what it is.
Correct.
So I'll talk to her about that, but you know, we also have this trip going. So
basically what it amounts to is it demands a sacrifice.
Okay.
Per tier of power it'll give you, and they need to be progressively more powerful. You have to kill someone and absorb their soul into the ring.
Okay, I don't think that we're talking about the same thing.
The Tyrant's Ring.
Right. I'm not talking about making it more powerful.
Oh, just what it has base?
Just absorbing it to use it so I don't have to have it as an attunement slot.
Oh, yeah, it's not that hard. A week of, like, intensive. If you want to make it more powerful, you can make it more powerful. It has the propensity to be incredibly powerful. It's an artifact.
But I'm not a, you know, evil character.
No.
Nor am I trying to be.
If you were to kill someone while wearing it in melee?
Hi, I've done that.
But you never chose to absorb their soul.
Yeah.
That's
like I was literally thrown through 4 fucking people.
You could have absorbed their souls, but you didn't.
I didn't know that was
could.
A thing.
You didn't know
it
you could.
It could have done it on accident. But
it's a...
Why don't we go up Boomsage? No coming back from that.
Soul jar, baby.
I have a different plan for
that. But yes, it takes all 3 days, basically. But yeah. She teaches you how, and it no longer takes attunement.
Cool. And I no longer have immunity, just resistance.
Correct. It tunes itself down a little bit because it's not as closely tied to you. Natalie/Bright Force, you have 4 days, and you're going on a vacation trip.
All right, I have a couple of things.
Talk to me.
Number one, since he had that chip in his jacket, she became paranoid and is checking all of her clothes. Day one, that's it. That's what she does. Do I have
do you
to
check
roll
his
anything?
Clothes too?
My clothes.
Just yours?
Who else's clothes?
Rico's.
I did tell everyone else I'm checking my clothes for chips. And so she does that.
I suppose. 4 days. I would need to do that too.
Rico, you find 3 more jackets with transponders in them.
God fucking damn it.
Do I have to roll anything?
Because you only buy one brand.
Yeah.
So.
It looks like I'm getting a new one. Fuck it, I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt for the entire vacation. Okay, I checked that. Does that have any?
No, she bought them.
Good.
So, did I find anything? Do I have to roll anything?
Roll one investigation.
17 plus 4?
21. 21?
All right. Blackjack.
So, it could be good or bad, depending on how you take it.
Okay, fantastic.
You're going to find in... So, you took one photo from your parent, from your family home before it was basically leveled.
Mm-hmm.
Just a room was leveled.
Then the whole thing got blown up after.
Yeah.
It's gone. There is... You're paranoid, right? You take it apart. You find behind that photograph is a small note, and it's written in childish handwriting. You see childish handwriting. What's your first instinct?
Is it myself?
No.
It's someone else's handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say?
It says, "To the people who live here, I don't know why I am the way I am, but I'm sorry. Something's wrong. But I can't stop. Hopefully you can fix me sometime. Maria." And the R is backwards in Maria.
What picture did I take?
You took the picture that just had you, your dad, and your brothers. I'm gonna roll me an insight, or you can try and guess what it is. Or you can tap your brother too if you want, but
I would tap my brother. I'm using a lucky. I show you what it is.
You got plenty of luckies, so you got days.
Okay, 19. What is it again? Plus 5?
Insight, yeah.
Yeah.
24.
24.
This is probably a very rare moment of lucidity.
I haven't had a chance to reach into her mind yet. Revert. So I don't know how.
That is the textbook reversion.
Reversion?
Going back to a previous time in your mind before.
That would be what I would say with my knowledge of mental.
There's something, basically what that said is there's something wrong in me, and they're sorry and they don't know what happened.
It's like the child version inside her is reaching out to get help.
Yes. And that there's something wrong and they know it.
We can try to fix her.
Yeah.
It's going to take pretty much like
a while.
It will take both of us, and it'll take everything I have just to try and make sure she's good again.
Would you want to fix her?
This is a person in need. Yeah. Doesn't matter what she's done. She needs help.
Okay.
This is how Rico has always been.
Yes.
I agree with that.
Like, I did the same thing in the last, two sessions ago with Vulcan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He needs help.
Yeah.
We help him.
She's reaching out for help. Okay.
So.
Was it written on the back of the photo or was it a note?
It was a note behind it. And it's it's obviously 5, maybe 6-year-old handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and we don't show that to
anyone.
Grandpa. That will destroy him.
Yeah.
So
do you ask Shinsoku to find her?
We are going to need a meeting to explain this. We're
going to have to discuss this with the group.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Mike has had a lot of time to think on this because Mike figured this part out. But
okay. We
need to talk to certain other super and try and get their help.
Okay.
I've told you about this already.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. This is a whole nother side story because we still have our work vacation to.
So do you have Shinsoku look for her? This is the question.
Yes.
Okay.
Mexico City.
Fuck. All right. Another phone call to make.
And on that bombshell.
No, I have more things.
Okay, fine. Continue.
God. Number 2. Day 2.
That was the bombshell day 1. I had planned for the end of the session. Damn it.
Maybe that is the third day. We'll make that the third day is when she's looking for stuff. See,
I was going to ask a question as well. But
so day 1 was I call upon Turtle friend. Turtle friend?
Yes. Oh, sorry. Yes?
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm gonna have 2 people live in you, use you, live in you. Something where it's not disrespecting you.
I'm an apartment. It's understandable. You are an apartment.
You're the best. And so I'm gonna check you out. What's in you?
I'm a 2-bed, 2-bath With a living room and a kitchen.
Fantastic.
There are two escape pods, one out of each bedroom.
That's awesome.
I have armaments to defend against thermonuclear war.
You know what? That is fantastic to hear with the two people that we're going to put inside of you. That's weird. It's still, I don't want to say it in a disrespectful way ever. And then I'm going to check you out. And can I do an investigation?
My name's Franklin.
I do remember you telling me this. Hi, Frank. I do appreciate you, Franklin. I will make sure that the people that live
in me.
In you.
Under my shell?
That works. The people that will live under your shell, I will make, and they will definitely respect you. Okay? So then I do, I check it out. I, look through. And
it's awesome.
It's awesome. Okay?
The shell there's is nothing the, really. The shell's made out of, crystal, so they can see out into the water.
Mm-hmm. And then the skunks still are in there, correct?
Correct.
They had a poison gas?
They had a rage gas.
Yeah, they spew rage gas.
Where would they be useful?
They're dangerous as shit.
They're dangerous. Oh, that's so sad.
I guess you could remove the rage. The thing is that you could remove the canister the that
gland.
Canister. But the problem is then they'd be defenseless.
Okay, so I reach out. Okay, so I'm looking through Franklin, who's the turtle friend. I'm looking through, making sure that, when Allison moves in and I forget her name, your girlfriend goes to live there.
What's your girlfriend's name? Well, you did not say you were going to spend time with her at all.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would spend some time with her.
That's why I specifically called it up first.
What's her name? I don't remember. Dude, I don't know. I guess Monica.
Monica.
And I would have spent time with Gwen and Cece and TK
and Anthony
and my siblings.
When Allison and Monica come to move in, I've always remembered the skunks, but now I'm wondering who could we bring the skunks to because they have the rage gas inside of them. In a respectful way of course, saying it. And wondering if maybe we could do a little swap skis from the rage cast to the poison.
Well, Claire might be a good choice.
Okay.
Or you take them to the FSA and they could swap them for tear gas or something like that. Or pepper spray.
How do I
Bear spray.
Could I get them? Could I get Franklin to swim towards FSA where I don't have to walk a distance far for the skunks to the FSA.
Trailing with your skunks?
Yes or no?
You could just fly them over there.
But I don't want people to be getting the wrong idea. Or
you can ask one of our teleporters to teleport you, them, because there's only six
of them. That is a fantastic idea. One of you get over here and help me.
Boom. I'm there. I teleport. All
right, we're going to take these skunks and we're going to take them to the FSA for them to, help in a respectful way, of course.
So you end up finding. Actually, no, it wouldn't be the FSA who would take care of him. It would be
Claw Tech.
No, either Alana or Claw, but you happen to have an uncle who works for Alana Tech in R&D.
You do.
I have an uncle.
Yeah.
Who works in Alana Tech?
Yeah. In R&D as the head of R&D.
I'm assuming that would be. Is it your uncle?
Yeah.
Oh.
Our uncle.
Your uncle.
Lucas.
Oh my gosh.
I bring
the skunks in. Hello. Nice to see you. It's been a while.
Hey, niece. What's up?
What's up? So, I have a thing that when I hit with this sword, Pat, when I kill it, when I'm supposed to kill it, it reincarnates into something else. This is the product of this. And I point to the skunks.
Fascinating.
Wonderful. So when I ask them what their spray is, it is... Also, you if you need to go off and do your thing, you're okay to leave now.
No, I think he's interested.
I show him photos of the other thing she's made.
So they have a toxin in them that's the rage gas. Has he seen TK yet?
Yes.
I assume
you took everyone on a flight.
Oh, yeah.
So they have a
rage. Power rush gas, yes.
Rage toxin in them. So maybe we can take it out and then get rid of it.
We could probably extract it the Power Rush toxin. We'd have to find something else to put in its place. And if it's generating it itself, we'll need to figure out how to make a self-replicating. Yeah, we could do it. It'd probably take a couple months, but we could figure it out.
I asked the skunks, is the rage gas within you? Are you making that yourself?
Yeah.
You are? Okay, cool. Yeah, they are making it themselves.
And they're like bouncing. They're like little children bouncing around having a blast.
Oh my gosh. I love you so much. Okay, so are you going to be okay with these guys?
I mean, you want me to take care of them? I mean, they seem like they're okay.
I just want to make sure that, no one...
They're chittering, but I can't really understand them. But
no one in, with the wrong hands, gets a hold of them.
No one but my staff makes it in this room.
Yeah. So if ever you need something from me, obviously...
I may ask you to translate the from skunk to person.
Gotcha. Yeah. I do also have that where I can talk to animals now.
Oh, was it tech or magic?
Magic.
As she points to the earrings.
Ding, ding, ding.
Got it. Where'd you buy them? Maybe I'll just buy a set.
I got them from flea market? It was a flea market, yeah.
No, it was a black market magic deal.
Yeah, and so I said flea market
instead of black market. It was, I don't know if they have any more. I kind of got it.
You know what?
It was a one time sale kind of deal.
It was a one time sale.
Mm-hmm. One time.
You know
deal.
What? I've got to deal with the Arcane Brotherhood. I'll figure it out.
Okay. So if you need something from me, just let me know. Thank you for helping me out.
Hey, anything for you, niece.
No problem. Thank you. And then I hug. And then I go, all right, thank you. High five. And then we high five. And then I move on.
Little baby explosion.
And then after that, I go back and I'm kind of tidying things up. And then I do taking pictures of the place. And then I send it to the two residents.
They already agreed to move in. They're just waiting for you to bring it up on land so they can get in.
Okay. Are they ready?
Like red D.
Okay, so they're ready. So I bring it up to land.
So you spend a day moving them because you got to go take their stuff, their breakables, and help get them in.
No, you could just walk to their house and then they don't have to transfer far.
That's okay. Terrifying.
Yeah, the giant turtle walks down the street.
I teleport it.
It's too big.
The giant turtle is in the street.
It's just a larger, smaller. And there's a weight limit.
Which is
until I get to next level, then I'll be able to do.
See, what's the next gate?
No, I get two times this.
Oh, as in a rank up. Got it.
Yeah.
So I did have one last question. I know we're trying to end.
I tried to do it.
And then I had my third thing.
Oh, can I let him do his thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Mike. How did Anthony and Inferno get along?
They got along. They got along like a house on fire. It was great. They were tearing it up. They actually did their movie. They called the Bear Cavalry. It didn't work out well, but it was a joke. It was a kind of a minor joke that they let artillerists ride on Anthony's back, blasting things while he threw up bone shields in front of him from his dire bear shape.
Nice.
It didn't work out well, but it was really cool. And they have
a video.
Inferno has video of it.
Nice.
Controller really took a bit. What you're going to notice is she took a really big back seat and basically just kept them from getting screwed with. Like the mooks didn't get close to them. It was mostly just the cowls.
Okay.
And you'd think that in a city of so many capes, there wouldn't be many cowls. You'd be wrong. It's.
Well, as it shows in the comics, the bad guys draw out, or the good guys draw out the bad guys.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
Until they find an equilibrium. Riverside City leans more cape, but their cowls are really bad.
Yeah.
All right. Natalie, what's your last thing?
I swear to God, I was going to lose my mind. All right. My third thing was, so in the morning, I go visit Anthony.
This is Friday morning.
Okay.
Which means you have school.
No. It's Good Friday.
You're right. You're good.
I visit him.
You go visit Anthony?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said he's been crashing with a friend in college.
Okay. Do I meet up with him?
He meets you at a coffee shop.
Okay, cool. So, God damn it, Anthony. I was... I wanted to talk to you about something. Kind of important.
Yeah, what's up?
Is it quiet enough to where, I have to be aware of what I'm saying? Because it's about... I was gonna offer.
Oh, he said, let's walk and talk. I know a pretty private place. You're on campus.
Okay, so we go there, And she's like, okay. So remember how you helped me out on the Ides of March?
Yeah.
So you helped me out, and you know how I said I would, you know, help you out?
Yeah, Rico's been great. I guess you told him to get me a gig with, to get me a tryout with Inferno and his team. Thank you so much.
Meanwhile, I'm getting like the psychic projection from her.
She's
like
screaming.
Oh, I fucked up.
Hey.
Yeah, he's been, yeah, more we had a lot of fun. It's great.
So I was actually going to talk about something else, actually. So we did discuss though that like we feel like you would do good with that, with a, like a group of capes and joining a team. I guess he went a different direction. I actually had offered up. I did a recommendation referral to actually the FSA.
Yeah,
but if you're
Inferno like, is
Inferno's part of the FSA.
If you're like vibing with this team,
Inferno is with the FSA. Oh, gotcha. They're a team within the FSA.
Okay,
they're like us. Yeah,
they're just missing.
They were missing a tank.
So when he went to apply, he already was accepted immediately.
Well, no, he's an interim. You know, he's a provisionary. He hasn't even fully applied yet. He's just running around with them right now.
Gotcha. So she then.
Because he doesn't have his college degree yet.
I did tell them, and I recommended you with the FSA. So
I really appreciate that.
When you do apply, you should do pretty well from the form I have done. It seemed like they are.
You're terrible at paperwork.
You remember the ferret that Rico has?
Yeah, he's got a weasel.
Ferret, weasel.
Wow, so he's got a weasel. Mad at you.
I always think that she's a fair. That's my bad. She would know that she's a weasel then. So, you know, the weasel.
Yeah.
The one that's very, Cece. Like, yeah, Cece.
She talks in your head.
Mm-hmm. So
or she, talks to you when I'm a bear.
So she likes to do paperwork.
You had a weasel do my paperwork?
Listen, the moment that she hears the word, I need to do paperwork, she'll appear. Watch. She appears immediately on my shoulder. I was joking. I was informing you of something. Okay, listen.
Do you have an expense report for me to fill out?
A what?
Yes.
An expense report.
An expense report?
That's what I said.
Oh my. She pulls it out. I'm like, here.
She put it
up on the AR screen.
She says, you spend too much money on coffee.
And I wonder why I'm spending so much money on coffee.
I don't know what you're talking about. And then she just fears.
So that's... She likes to do paperwork.
I trust you. All right.
So she helped me out with that.
Hey, any chance you want to run with the boys and I today? I know you said you had somewhere to go tomorrow. Or you know you're leaving tonight.
She was going to hang out with Shade, but...
No, it's cool. Spend time with your boyfriend. You're good. And then he starts mocking you about your boyfriend, and then it's like a good natured mocking of your older brother, and we kind of fade into the
I am glad though that you found a group that you're good with and you work well with.
They're a little young, but they've got more experience than I do, and they seems like a pretty good group.
Now I thought I remember when we were doing that, you said that even though he hasn't graduated yet, that he would still...
He wouldn't be accepted as a full member until he graduates because of the new restrictions put in place.
So
He'll also need to get his CAPE license.
Would she know that?
He knows that. He's looked at it up.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so...
And so you go and have a nice date night with Shade, and you guys leave, like, that night to make sure that you're in Mexico City in the morning.
Okay. What mode of transport do we take?
Gee, I wonder. We have the big giant...
Or turtle, you teleport there.
Or we have the giant toucan, or we can teleport.
Or we have the Atlantean.
Or we take vehicle. The Atlantean.
That's also true.
Sky, the Atlantean.
Because transport. After Mexico City, we were going to head down to
Brazil.
Brazil gotcha. To find.
Mm-hmm. Can toucan carry the Atlantean vessel? Or would we pilot both at the same time then?
The Atlantean vessel is significantly slower.
Yes, but the Atlantean vessel has an advantage that it can
go underwater.
Go underwater.
It can also go on land and fly. And
it is a little less conspicuous than
a giant toucan.
Exactly.
And as they figure that out, it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye. Good night.